This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli strikes continue to pound Gaza on Friday morning as ground forces battle Hamas militants in dense urban neighborhoods. Meantime, there is a new poll out on how U.S. President Joe Biden is responding to the Israeli-Hamas war. The AP's Norman Hall has that story.
The poll found 50% of Democrats approve how President Biden has navigated the conflict, while 46% disapprove. And the two groups diverged substantially in their views of U.S. support for Israel. Biden's support on the issue among Democrats is down slightly from August, as an AP NORC poll conducted then found that 57% of Democrats approve of his handling and 40% disapproved. Nearly 7 in 10 Democrats approving of Biden's management of the conflict think the U.S. provides the right amount of support to Israel currently. Of those who disapprove, 65% say the U.S. is too supportive of Israel. I'm Norman Hall.
At a meeting between top U.S. and Indian diplomats and defense chiefs on Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the meeting is part of an extensive period of American diplomacy in the Indo-Pacific.
We are living, Secretary of Defense said, in an incredibly complex and difficult moment. No shortage of shared challenges that require our attention, require our determination, require our collaboration. And it only underscores how vital the U.S.-India partnership is and how important our efforts are to further strengthen it.
Washington hopes a tighter defense relationship will help wean India off Russia, New Delhi's primary military supplier. And Iran on Thursday rejected a G7 statement that called on Tehran to stop supporting Hamas militants and taking action that destabilized the Middle East. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian-backed militias do not appear to be backing down despite a U.S. airstrike on a key weapons storage facility in eastern Syria. We get more from VOA's Jeff Seldon.
The U.S. airstrike against the Iranian-run weapons depot in Syria, a success, according to Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh.
We know that there were secondary explosions. We know that the facility was significantly damaged.
But a U.S. military official tells VOA Iranian-backed militias hit back, launching 3 rocket and drone attacks against U.S. forces in Syria and 1 in Iraq. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
The Hollywood actors' strike is over. Now what? AP Entertainment correspondent Marjorie Zaraleta has some answers.
That is the sound of unionized actors in Los Angeles celebrating the end of the strike against major studios. Actor Marlo Sue says 4 months of picketing was worth it.
We've been out there every day, and we've become a family, but also, like, we want to get back to work.
This means actors will be promoting their projects again. They'll be on talk shows and doing interviews for big movies leading into the holidays, like the Hunger Games prequel and the new Trolls movie. TV shows like Abbott Elementary and The White Lotus will likely resume production first. Movies like Deadpool 3 and the Gladiator sequel shut down early with the strike and will probably resume production quickly. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
AP correspondent Tiffany Wong has the latest on Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union negotiations with MGM Resorts International.
The Culinary Workers Union that represents 25,000 hotel workers from 8 properties in a deal with MGM Resorts International says it has reached a tentative 5-year agreement with the largest employer on the Las Vegas Strip. This comes a day after the union made a breakthrough deal with Caesars Entertainment. The union secretary treasurer Ted Papageorge says in a statement, workers have secured significant raises every year for the next 5 years, preserved their union health insurance, union pension, comprehensive union benefits, and the ability to have a say in how technology impacts their work. The agreement is also set to provide housekeeping workload reductions and safety improvements. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Surgeons in New York have performed the world's first transplant of an entire human eye, an extraordinary addition to a face transplant. It's far too soon to know if it will offer any vision, but doctors say Aaron James is recovering well from the dual transplants. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.